Uncle C, back in the office, and in today's video, we're going to be discussing exactly how to not be needy and how to not be clingy, okay? How to not be a clingy man. I'm going to be discussing why being clingy repulses women, but ultimately, I'm really going to show you why this isn't just like a women problem. Like, men fundamentally don't have women problems. Men have life problems that reflect in their ability to get, maintain, attract, or keep women. So that's what you really have to understand is that if you have a whole pie, right, women is like a small slice of the pie, and your ability to get that slice is really dictated by who you are as a man on the outside, not necessarily that one piece, okay? I know guys who are great with game and great with speaking to women, but they can't keep them because they strictly don't have all of the other pieces of the puzzle together. Throughout this video, I'm going to be showing you the four secrets. These four secrets is what I use on a day-to-day basis. These are also the four secrets I would highly recommend you using. If you do use them, you'll have success. If you don't use them, you will fail. So if you've ever been needy over text message, if you've ever been clingy over text message, if you ever can drop things at the drop of a hat to go see a woman, you're messing up. Let's dive in. Number one, how do you get over this? There's some people that say, Casey, I just don't know how to get over it. Well, number one, you're going to have to stop doing what gets you burned. Let that sink in. Stop doing what gets you burned. If you've been burned by a woman, like if you've been heartbroken, if you've been, oh my God, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You project this energy. I don't even know if weak is the right word to use, because when people think about weakness, they don't necessarily think of it internally or words being spoken. People usually think weak as a look, right? But you can be 6'5" and 280 pounds jacked, and you can still be weak and you can do the things that get you burned when it comes to dating. Just stop doing it. The real question is like, do you actually want results? And most men, they just don't want results enough. If they wanted results, they would do what's required. And what you'll notice is men who do what's required, it's not just they have success with women, they literally have success in every area in their life, because while most people neglect the work, those are the types of men that chase excellence to ensure that the work pays off. Right? We all have a certain amount of time, which means that your time has to be spent ensuring that you don't make past mistakes or else you become ignorant. I do not want you ignorant. So number one, stop doing what gets you burned. What is number two? Well, number two, first and foremost, I wrote down, is you got to ask yourself, where is your time going? And you probably need more going on. Let me explain this to you. When you're a man of value, you have things going on that pull you in a different directions, right? I'll give you an example with me. Right now, I manage a small sales team. Okay, on top of that, I have various amounts of clients. I have various amounts of products. On top of that, I like to maintain a body in the gym. On top of that, I like to make sure my food is on point and I'm prepping myself and I'm good to go and my nutrition's on point and I'm fully functioning and healthy. Managing a sales team, building a business, going to the gym. I mean, I got shit going on around my house. Like, I'm doing stuff. Okay, and since I'm doing stuff, I don't have time to pull up my cell phone like this. I don't have time to sit on my cell phone and talk to a woman all day. She could be the hottest Victoria's Secret model I've ever met in my entire life, and I don't have time to sit there and go, blah, 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 why won't you talk to me? I don't care. She don't want to talk to me? Good. That's her problem, because I got other shit going on. Like, seriously, if you were high value, you'd have stuff going on, but you don't have stuff going on because you haven't necessarily created value within your social circle. You haven't created value within your finances. You haven't created value within life. You haven't created value with your social circle. Because of that, do you really expect her to actually want to come back to you? Like, do you expect her to chase? What is she chasing? That brings me to point number three. Ask yourself if you can be replaced. If she can walk down the street, number three, ask yourself if you can be replaced. If she can walk down the street and she can replace Tom, she can replace Frank, she can replace Henry, she can replace Thomas, she can replace Jake, she can replace Anthony, she can replace Henry, whatever your name is, if she can replace you in 45 minutes at a local sports bar or in 45 minutes at a local club or walk down the street and any Joe Blow is going to be ready and willing to also text her, also call her, you have to understand you are massively screwing up. Because you can be replaced, she sees no value. If I pull a 10 out of 10 dime supermodel that's feminine and flirty and cooperative and loving, I'm going to ensure that I play my cards right to keep that. Why? Because that woman is going to be very, very, very tough to be replaced. The same goes for you as a man. So all these men chase these women and wonder, oh, why won't she text me back? Why are you not putting your time in areas that make you higher and higher value? Everything in life is a value proposition, which brings me to point number four. Point number four is because everything in life is a value proposition, it's not just your issues with women, it's strictly your issues in every area in your whole life. I'm going to give you three examples. Men who are needy operate out of scarcity, right? This is the only girl I can get. This is the last girl I can get. This is the only woman I'll ever see. This is the only woman I'll ever sleep with. If I don't sleep with her, I'm going to have a dry spell for 18 months. Whatever the case is, that's your energy. I guarantee you, every guy who acts like that, their money is not where they want it to be, their mindset is not where they want to be, their social circle is not where they want it to be. I'm going to give you an example. When it comes to finances, when it comes to my products, when it comes to the things I build, I fundamentally tell myself, I'll never lose because I fundamentally believe I have enough value that the people I'm serving need my product, need my service, need what I'm doing far more than I need them. So because of that, I operate out of leverage. Okay, that's key. When it comes to women, I fundamentally believe that I probably can't be replaced for her that easy, right? I'm no Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon. Like I'm not some supermodel celebrity male figure, right? But what I'm doing is I'm putting in the work, I'm chasing excellence, I'm doing the things that in theory should lead me down a very good route and a very good path. I advise you to do the same. With women, when they see that, once again, I'm operating out of a standpoint of leverage. If you don't like it, if you don't like me, well then goodbye, because I'm sure I'll find another woman in like a few days by Tuesday that will. That's the attitude you want to have. The last is going to be your lifestyle. If friends are exiting your life, if friends are flaking on you, if friends are not respecting your time, if friends are constantly exiting, you have to understand you probably haven't created enough value in that social circle where you're respected. Everything is interlinked. This is why I call it full stack, which means if you're a man struggling to become full stack, I advise you to do one thing and one thing only. Go down below and book a call with my brother Cole. Because if you're a good fit for that, here's what's going to happen. Not only are you going to work one-to-one with me, but you're going to actually get my exclusive closed members portals, access systems, processes, and tactics to make sure that you're a high-value, full-stack man living the dating life of your dreams with the quality of woman that you genuinely want to attract. Number two, if you're a man struggling to lose your V card, I highly recommend going down below right now after this video and watching the MBT webinar. You're going to be seeing how men are using MBT masculine behavioral techniques and tactics to not only lose their V card in under 30 days, but to make sure that they are no longer tied to the scarcity, weak, needy, emotional mentality. And finally, what if you're a guy who's married? What if you're a man who's actually struggling within his marriage? What do you do? Your wife's pulling away, your whole family's crumbling, and you genuinely have no idea why. You're going to be very pleased because I just released a brand new case study video yesterday. You're going to go through about a 30-minute training where I'm going to show you step-by-step the three keys to marriage reconciliation, as well as getting her on board with the mission so that way you do not get a divorce. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.